Friday, January 10th. I barely got any sleep last night. I just lay there, wide awake, trying to figure out how to stop Mackenzie. I realize I could simply beg Brandon to invite Mackenzie and Jessica to his party. But then it would be my fault if those snobby little drama queens ruined his birthday. I wouldn't blame Brandon for wondering whether I was a true friend of his or just a mindless little puppet for Mackenzie. So my only option is to try and get a position on the school newspaper. That way, I could at least try to stop her from printing stuff in her gossip column about Brandon, Chloe, Zoe, and me that could get us kicked out of school. If I kept a really close eye on Mackenzie, I could shut her down before she made any trouble by reporting her to the newspaper advisor. The bad news is that I know nothing whatsoever about writing for a school newspaper, except for maybe three things. Number one, it has writing, and I'm seriously addicted to writing in my diary. Number two, it has comic strips and cartoons, and I'm seriously addicted to drawing. Number three, it has my crush, Brandon, and I'm seriously addicted to him. However, the good news is that there's a meeting next week for students interested in joining the newspaper staff. I'm just praying all of this works. During gym, I casually mentioned my plan to Chloe and Zoe, and they thought it was a wonderful idea. Of course, I purposely left out the part about me needing to join the newspaper because Mackenzie was ruthlessly plotting to get all of us kicked out of school by spreading lies and untruths. And when I explained to them that I was really worried because the only serious writing I'd ever done was in my diary, Chloe and Zoe assured me that I'd do just fine. They said only an insanely untalented person could obsessively write in a diary like I did and still be a super cruddy writer. It was so sweet of them to compliment me like that, I think. I got really emotional and my eyes started to tear up a little during our deep knee bends. Chloe and Zoe, you guys are the best friends ever. And get this, Chloe and Zoe said they would help me with my newspaper projects. I can always count on them to be there for me. I am so lucky to have BFFs like Chloe and Zoe. They also mentioned how joining the school newspaper would be the perfect opportunity for Brandon and me to spend more quality time together. OMG! I hadn't really thought about that. I bet Mackenzie is going to be so jealous. And it was Chloe and Zoe's brilliant idea for me to ask Brandon to help me find a position, since he's super familiar with the newspaper and the way it works. He's going to be shocked and surprised when I pop up at the newspaper office during lunch on Monday. We haven't really talked much this week because he's been unusually quiet. I'm sure he's heard all of the ridiculous gossip about him toilet papering Mackenzie's house and leaving her lavish gifts because he's crushing on her. But the cruelest thing about all of this is that Mackenzie is actually setting Brandon up to take the blame for something I did unless I compromise our friendship and arrange for her to get invited to his party. I really want to set the record straight and tell everyone what really happened that night. But the last thing I need right now is to get into World War III with Mackenzie, especially when the casualties could end up being people I really care about, like Chloe and Zoe and Brandon, too. And OMG, I almost forgot! Even my dad! Anyway, I can't imagine Brandon and me working together on the newspaper every single day! Squee! Who would have thunk such an awful situation could turn out so good?